Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, regains full NASDAQ compliance and strengthens capital structure. Safe & Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has regained full NASDAQ compliance, including meeting the minimum $1 bid price requirement. The company restructured its agreement with Boral, reducing potential dilution by 80% and eliminating the ACE warrants. A subsequent reverse stock split further decreased dilution by 64%. CEO Mike McLaren highlighted the milestone as a demonstration of Safe & Green's commitment to strengthening its capital structure for future growth. Safe & Green Holdings Corp. is a leading provider of modular construction and sustainable infrastructure solutions across various industries. For more information, visit the company's website at safeandgreenholdings.com/.
Charbone Hydrogen successfully completes the dismantling of hydrogen equipment in Quebec and announces the arrival of the main components in Sorel-Tracy. Charbone Hydrogen Corporation has successfully completed the dismantling of hydrogen equipment in Quebec City and announced the arrival of the main components in Sorel-Tracy. This achievement marks a significant step towards commissioning Charbone's first clean, ultra-high-purity hydrogen production unit, set to start up in November 2025. CEO Dave B. Gagnon expressed pride in the timely completion of this logistical milestone, emphasizing the reuse of proven assets to optimize investments. The company's technical teams and partners ensured the preservation of module integrity during dismantling and transport operations. Integration work at the Sorel-Tracy site is scheduled to begin soon. This progress follows a strategic transaction on September 5, 2025, securing hydrogen production and refueling assets, reducing capital costs, and accelerating time to market. Charbone's vision of a modular, clean UHP hydrogen production network in North America is steadily becoming reality.
Expansive integrates with Canton to bring real-world carbon and renewable assets on-chain. Expansive, a leading infrastructure provider for global energy transition markets, has announced a phased initiative to tokenize environmental assets on the Canton network. This move supports asset-level data authentication, issuance, and performance-linked financial instruments. The pilot program will enhance Expansive's database of digital identifiers for renewable energy assets. By linking with Canton's blockchain, Expansive aims to enable new distribution channels for customers and facilitate trusted transition finance. This collaboration includes Futur, utilizing the smart protocol to create and manage asset and performance tokens. The Canton network, developed by Digital Asset, is a public blockchain for institutional finance, ensuring privacy, compliance, and scalability. The smart protocol deployed on Canton authenticates physical assets and their performance data for the tokenized economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.